This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This from the BBC, Francesca Gillette, with the byline. The headline reads, "Man in Norway wakes to find huge container ship in garden." Oh, there's a video that goes along with this that will be in the show notes. You need to see this.
Just the picture alone.
A man in Norway woke up to find a huge container ship had run aground and crashed into his front garden. The 443-foot ship missed Johan Hellberg's house by just a couple of feet. Missed it. Mr. Hellberg was alerted to the commotion by his panicked neighbor, who had been watching the ship as it was heading straight for shore. The doorbell rang at a time of day when I don't like to open it. I went to the window and was quite astonished to see a big ship. I had to bend my neck to see the top of it. It was so unreal. 5 meters further south, and it would have crashed into his bedroom. This is a huge container ship.
Yep.
One of those big monsters.
This would have done irreparable damage and caused injury
and death.
The picture alone. And what's his name again?
His name is
Johan
Hellberg.
I don't really think it gets much more Norwegian than that. It's going to have the little lightning bolt through the O's there. And I mean, Johan Hellberg.
The Cypriot-flagged cargo ship had 16 people on board. They were traveling southwest when it went off course. No one was hurt in the incident. Unknown what caused the crash. Norwegian police are investigating. Johan Hellberg says it's a very bulky new neighbor, but it will soon go away. The head of the company that owns this ship says, "At present time, we do not know what caused the incident. We are awaiting the conclusion of an ongoing investigation. The ship had previously run aground in 2023, but got free under its own power. It's not going anywhere." That looks like the Milwaukee boat now.
I mean, honestly, Jane, I think by laws of property and whatnot, the boat belongs to Johan
Hellberg. It's his now.
Everything on there is his. Leave it there. Leave the keys. It's Johan's now.
He can turn it into a nice hotel.
A great hotel. What a conversation starter.
But you need to look at the video and see the picture. Again, he's got this. It looks like a little two-bedroom house.
Mm-hmm.
With this gigundo ship just ran, and how he didn't hear this.
Well, he had things to do. He's probably listening to, like,
I think it happened in the middle of the night, but still, you would think you would hear this big ship coming 5 feet within your bedroom. I don't know, but take a look at it. You can always find the show notes at civicmedia.us. Go to the top, click on shows, and go to Matt Nair on Air. Greg does a great job of including articles that we've talked about and other things that we've talked about throughout the show. So check that out today. Calvin, that wraps up today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.